This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell me about branding. We talk about branding often on this show. Tell me about some steps to designing an expert brand.
There's visual branding, and there's a whole chapter about this in the book. There's visual branding, and visual branding is things like logo and color and style, and all of that's okay, and it's fun, and it's the attractive thing to think about, but none of that should be thought about before you think about what your brand and your expert brand really means. And by that I mean, look, anybody that you're going to work with is at a current point. We call it the current reality. That's step one. And they're feeling things, they're thinking things, they're examining things, they're going through the motions at where they are right now, and that's their current reality. And the other end is the ideal reality. And they're also dipping in and out of this reality as they experience their day-to-day life. And that's ideal reality, is where they want to be and what they want to feel and what they want to think and how they want to approach things and where they want to experience life. And so there's a big gap from A and B. And your expert brand is basically all about the steps that are between A and B, and the energy and the level of detail and the level of thinking and the level of fun and color and joy you put into everything that you do to get someone from A to B determines your expert brand, determines what you stand for, determines the words that people use to describe you, determines the messaging that you use to sell yourself. Is everything that you do to be a guide to take someone from that A to B, which is what they're paying you for, which is what they're engaging with you for.
I think it's so critical, and it's missed oftentimes. In my book, I have a couple of chapters that talk about branding, but we talk about the brand's Bermuda Triangle, and from startups to household brands, we've seen missed sometimes that key connection. You've said some key things about relationship and nurturing, understanding what you stand for, understanding who your customer really is, understanding how to have a relationship with them. That gets missed so often. I love that you're tackling that and making that a priority and dedicating a whole chapter even in the book to it, because we see it often missed. And then we do an audit and go back, and we see that when that's missed and some campaigns aren't working correctly and they're not sure why, they can sometimes get blamed on in the wrong areas, but they didn't go back and do those essential elements at the beginning.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.